The Bible book of Luke tells us of a very special announcement that was given to a young virgin lady named Mary. She was told, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you." Brother David Johnson will use these words to speak to us today on this Words of Life program. We are sponsored by Churches of Christ and other dedicated believers who want to tell you about Jesus. We pray that God will bless you as you listen today. We now present praise of our Lord.
The gates shall never close to the city foursquare. There life's crystal river flows, and there is no night there. God shall wipe away all tears. There's no death, pain nor fears, and they count not time by years, for there is no night there.
There may be no sunshine bright in the city foursquare.
Please pray with me. Lord, we honor you and we praise your name. Thank you for giving Jesus your Son for our salvation. The circumstances of his birth are remarkable, and they allow us to better appreciate who Jesus is. Please bless each of our listeners with the joy of Jesus. We are especially mindful of the persecuted Christians who love and serve you. Bless them as they honor you. Just as sure as Jesus came to earth, we know that he is coming back. Help us to be ready when he appears in the sky for us to be taken with him. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Using Luke chapter 1, verses 31 through 35, Brother David Johnson will speak to us on the topic, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you."
Thank you for listening to these Words of Life radio broadcasts as we share the good news of Jesus Christ. The title for the lesson is, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you." And our primary text is taken from the New Testament, the Gospel of Luke, chapter 1, verses 31 through 35. Please listen to the Word of God. "You will be with child and give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever. His kingdom will never end." "How will this be?" Mary asked the angel, "since I am a virgin." The angel answered, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you. The power of the Most High will overshadow you. So the Holy One to be born will be called the Son of God." This is the good news of Jesus Christ in his incarnation. As he became flesh, as he became flesh and blood, a human being, Jesus Christ is fully, truly God and truly, fully man. He has a dual nature, evidently, forever in his humanity. Of course, now in his glorified humanity at the right hand of God. The Christmas season, especially Christmas Day, is observed essentially all over the world as honoring the birthday of Jesus Christ. Even in places we do not expect, such as in Asia and Africa, whereby in many countries there are smaller numbers of Christians. However, of course, the church, the universal church, is growing by leaps and bounds exponentially more in Africa and in Asia than anywhere else in the world. And soon, if not already in many countries in Asia and in Africa, there will be more Christians in those continents than in the more traditional continents, at least, whereby Christianity had a greater foothold. Christians are shrinking in Europe, in North America in particular. For example, in Japan, gifts are exchanged. Christmas lights decorate business districts, and attending Christian services follow Western customs. In Israel, which is in Asia, on Christmas Eve, Christians around the world gather in Bethlehem. Many kneel to kiss the silver star that is set in the ground at the spot where Jesus' birth is believed to have taken place. In Ethiopia, on the African continent, members of the Ethiopian Orthodox Church hold religious services on their Christmas, which they celebrate on January 7th. Yet their major celebration takes place nearly 2 weeks later at Epiphany, which generally is a celebration of the manifestation of the divine nature of Christ to the Gentiles, as represented by the Magi or wise men who came bearing gifts. These are but a few less familiar examples of Christians worldwide who honor Jesus Christ's birth during the Christmas season. C.S. Lewis, a defender, an apologist of the Christian faith, apologist means defender of the Christian faith, wrote, quote, "What a sorry world it would be if it were always winter, but never Christmas," end quote. The chill of December is warmed by the cheer, C-H-E-E-R, the cheer of Christmas, and especially the birth of the Christ child. No one knows for sure the actual date of Christ's birth, not even the year, much less the day. It was not until the 4th century A.D., that is the 300s, that some recognized December 25th as the official date. To some considerable degree, this date was chosen due to it being about the winter solstice, which is an astronomy term when the sun is at either its northernmost or southernmost position. The winter solstice occurs on or near the shortest day of the year and marks the start, the beginning of winter, usually about December 21st or December 22nd. Christians also began celebrating Christmas in late December as a convenient choice, taking over pagan festivals at the end of their December harvests. These festivals included special foods prepared. They also decorated their homes with greenery, joined in singing, and in gift-giving. All these customs became part of the Christmas celebration from ancient times, not recently. Incidentally, the idea Xmas is sometimes used instead of the word Christmas. This does not signify the taking of Christ out of Christmas, as is commonly held. This tradition of Xmas actually began, not recently in modern times, but in the early Christian church. Because in the Greek language of the original New Testament in the Bible, an X is the first letter of Christ's name or title. Therefore, X, the letter X, was frequently used as a holy symbol for Christ. No true Christian desires to take Christ out of Christmas. Also, technically, the birth of the baby Jesus was not when the Son of God left heaven. It also was not the moment of the Son of God's incarnation, becoming a human being. Christ left heaven, and his incarnation literally physically began with his miraculous conception in the womb of the Virgin Mary. That is when the eternal Son of God first became human flesh and blood. Presumably, he was born 9 months later. Consider our key passage in Luke chapter 1, verses 31 through 35. Obviously, the young virgin maiden Mary was perplexed when, upon hearing, quote, "You will be with child," end quote, verse 31. "How will this be?" Mary asked the angel, "since I am a virgin," verse 34. The birth of Jesus Christ to a virgin was a supernatural act performed by God that many find hard to believe. To unbelievers and skeptics, this could be our testimony to them regarding the reality of the virgin birth. First, Luke, the gospel writer, was a medical doctor, according to Colossians chapter 4 and verse 14. So he knew well about births. It would have therefore been just as hard for him to believe in a virgin birth, yet he reports and records it as fact. Of course, inspired of the Holy Spirit, he wasn't there. Secondly, Luke was a careful researcher who based his gospel account on eyewitnesses. Tradition holds that he himself spoke with Mary about the events of the birth of Christ, which he then revealed to the world as Mary's own unique story, not his fictional invention. Thirdly, Jews and Christians who believe and worship an all-powerful God who created the universe simply at his word, created everything out of nothing, therefore, we can easily believe in the power to create an infant or an embryo in a virgin's womb that became Jesus Christ physically. Fourthly, the virgin birth of Jesus Christ is very important to the Christian faith. That is, Jesus was born without the sin that entered the world through Adam due to Adam's sin. Jesus, however, was born holy, H-O-L-Y, holy, just as Adam originally was created sinless. Moreover, in contrast to Adam, who disobeyed God, Jesus always obeyed God. Jesus was without sin. Jesus never sinned. Jesus Christ, as the one and only unique Son of God, with his superlative, unsurpassed majesty, and as the sinless human being, was thus more than able to pay sin's penalty, death, in our place, and make the human race acceptable to God, but only effectual to those who receive Christ through saving faith. When the angel appeared to Mary, she understood that the angel meant an immediate conception. Yet she and Joseph were still in the midst of their long betrothal, or engagement, before their actual marriage and physical consummation. Her question to the angel, "How will this be?" was born out of wonder, not disbelief, because the angel did not rebuke her, as he had Zechariah, whose elderly wife Elizabeth was also to be with child, according to Luke chapter 1, verses 18 through 20. Therefore, the angel Gabriel explained, Luke chapter 1, verse 35, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. So the Holy One to be born will be called the Son of God." A commentator, a conservative biblical commentator, writes, quote, "The Spirit plays a prominent role in Luke's narrative of the Lord's birth and would also be the power source throughout his earthly life and ministry. That the Holy Spirit would be involved in the creative miracle of the conception, his actual incarnation of the God-man, is not surprising, since he is God and was involved in the creation of the world, according to Genesis chapter 1 and verse 2. The Holy Spirit, the original agent of the creation, would again become an agent of creation, this time in Mary's womb. Most High depicts God as the sovereign, omnipotent ruler of heaven and earth, the God who made and upholds the universe through his Spirit, would create life in Mary's womb." Note also the words of Job in Job chapter 33 and verse 4. "The Spirit of God has made me. The breath of the Almighty gives me life." That being Job's testimony to the power of the sovereignty of God to bring about his will and purposes. The Greek verb translated, quote, "will overshadow," end quote, is also used in the accounts of the Transfiguration, when the glory cloud descended on Peter, James, and John. It means to surround, to encompass, or in a metaphorical sense, to influence. The creative influence of the Spirit of God would overshadow Mary to produce, to conceive, a child in her womb. That divine, creative miracle guaranteed that two things would be true of Mary's son. First, he would be a holy child, unlike any other infant ever born. Everyone who has ever lived, with the sole exception of the Lord Jesus Christ, has been born as it was stated by David in Psalm 51 and verse 5, which says, "Surely I was sinful at birth, sinful from the time my mother conceived me," end quote. Referring to what all other human beings receive through Adam, consider Romans chapter 5 and verse 19. "For just as through the disobedience of one man, the many were made sinners." Secondly, Jesus had to be the perfectly holy Son of God because His nature, that is, His essence, is that of the Holy One Himself, God the Father. Infinitely of value and of worthiness to atone for the entire human race. That is, Jesus, the Son of God, infinitely was of more value and worthiness and able to atone, that is, to give up His life on the cross for the entire human race to appease the wrath of God due to the human race sin. The term Christmas, often defined in modern terms as Mass of Christ, really means Christ sent. The word Mass itself was derived from the same Latin word from which we get such words as mission and missionaries, according to Dr. Henry Morris. Therefore, the Son of God was sent on a great mission into the world that He had created, thereby in His incarnation to become also the Son of Man, fully, truly human. Jesus lived a sinless perfection as God intended man to live in the beginning. Jesus Christ could then redeem lost human beings by the perfect sacrifice of Himself offered freely on the cross. So at His conception, that was His incarnation, before His birth, is the vital message of Christmas: Christ sent to mankind. Have you received Christ as your Savior and Lord? Do you need to rededicate yourself to Jesus as your Lord and Master? You can make today the day of salvation, or the day of restoration in Christ Jesus.
It came upon a midnight clear, that glorious song of old, from angels bending near the earth to touch their harps of gold. Peace on the earth, goodwill to men, from heaven's all gracious King. The world in solemn stillness lay to hear the angels sing. Still through the cloven skies they come, with peaceful wings unfurled, and still their heavenly music floats o'er all the weary world. Above its sad and lowly plains they bend on hovering wing, and ever o'er its babble sounds
the blessed angels sing. For lo, the days are hastening on, by prophet seen of old, when with the ever-circling years shall come the time foretold, when the new heaven and earth shall own the Prince of Peace their King, and the whole world send back the song which now the angels sing.
We thank God for Jesus and the salvation that is found only in Him. If you're not a Christian, please consider this important decision today. We love you and we want you to know Jesus. So if we can help you with information, please write to us. You may have a free CD of this and last week's program by asking for CD 2252. That's 2252. And may God's blessings of the Savior be with you. It is our blessing to tell you that Words of Life is an international program heard on a variety of stations throughout the world. Our mailing address is Words of Life, Post Office Box 221, Sellersburg, Indiana 47172, USA. Let me repeat that. Words of Life, Post Office Box 221, Sellersburg, Indiana 47172, USA. Please let us know the call letters of this radio station when you write. Our email address is wol1radio@gmail.com. That's wol1radio@gmail.com. You can listen to Words of Life programs anytime you want by logging on to our website at wordsofliferadio.net. That's wordsofliferadio.net. Our newsletter is also available on this page. This is Wayne Hobbs inviting you to tune in again next week for another program from Words of Life.
Sing the word.